Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the mighty 1090. Man, there is some good fishing going on right now. We are talking about it all morning, and we want to hear from you in this second hour. Doug Kern, we're going to be talking tackle days, and talking about this great fishing. And if you want to be a part of it, there's two ways you can join us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. It's totally packed up right now, but we do have a toll-free line open. It's been solid all morning, and we had a toll-free line open up during the break. If you want to get through right now, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. That's your shot to talk to Doug and have your chance at winning that awesome prize, which, again, is a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. Good anytime. And if you were smart, you'd be using that $50 gift card at Tackle Day. It's going to stretch your bucks a little bit farther.
Wow.
Right? How
That's
cool is
that,
dude?
That's a great deal.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, am I correct, Doug, when I read this flyer that you put out, 20 to 60% off?
Yes.
Everything?
Just about everything in the store.
Wait a minute, except torpedo sinkers.
Except for a 16-ounce torpedo sinker. You're going to have to pay full rack for that one.
Okay.
But, I went through the whole thing this morning just, you know, to kind of get myself, you know, dialed in on, you know, some of the things we could talk about on the show. And most of the stuff, I'm going to say, you know, is 30, 40, 50% off. There's definitely a few items that are in that 70% off range. I mean, you know, good stuff like some rods and things like that. Several of the things that we either got overstocked on, were coming to the end of the year, or that we had discontinued. I mean, and it's pretty blanket across the board. We talked about earlier, all jigs, all hooks, buy two, get one free. That's 33% off. But some of those are buy one, get one free. So that's 50% off. I mean, you talk about... We have taken Seaguar fluorocarbon 20 to 60-pound test. Buy one, get one free.
Oh, come on.
That's the most insane deal that
Seaguar
we do.
Seaguar Blue Label?
Any Seaguar. Pink,
any.
Blue, Premier. And
really?
Then from 80-pound test to 200. And obviously, we just talked to Jeff DuBois getting some cows down there. So it's time to stock up on some 100 and 130 and 150. That's buy two, get one free.
Wow.
That's a 33% savings on a high-ticket item. We've got outside barrels full of rods in that 40 to 70% off range. In the shop, all first-run rods, 20% off. Reels, minimum of 10% off, on up to more than that. And then on top of that, some of the manufacturers are throwing in free Spectra on top of your discount. So, I mean, it really is, if you have any inkling at all of adding some toys to the collection, this is definitely the time to do it. Yes.
Yeah. And some of those deals are free Spectra, and that Spectra is done by guys that live and breed long range. Yeah, whether it be connections or just
Absolutely.
Installation that's done right. I mean, I can't tell you how many times behind the counter there, you know, I mean, Big Fish is our backyard and our life and what we do and what our boats do, and I can't tell you how many times, you know, we'll see a reel and be like, man, let me check that thing out. Like, this is not... This isn't gonna, you know, you heard Jeff talk about connection failures,
yes.
Things like that. I mean, that is what we live and breathe down there, and we see it absolutely all the time. And what better way than to have, you know, a guy behind the counter that just lives and breathes long range, doing your connections, and you know, when you're making your investment in your Big Fish reel, you're gonna walk out of there knowing it's done right.
And we, you know, sometimes tackle day is a pretty active day for us, and on occasion we'll run out of a certain item. We are gonna honor all those deals if you do a special order. At Tackle Day, we will write you up, you can pay for the item, and then we will order it in for you and honor the deal so you can pick it up at a later time, you know, a week or 10 days down the road.
Nice.
But, yeah, we're not going to run out of something and just leave you hanging. Now, the discontinued, type stuff.
Out.
You know, it is what it is. First come, first serve.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, well, with that, it's time to find out what's going on in the water. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by, as you mentioned, Pete, and I know you love it and so do I, the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end your connection failures, get the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip. Help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to those big Guadalupe tuna to the big cows that Jeff was catching on the lower banks. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection from Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com.
And I'm going to tell you something. I did not have one gear failure. That's the entire trip. Hooked a lot of fish. Didn't lose a one, didn't have a gear failure on any of them, and I credit a lot of that to making my own Sato Crimp wind-ons.
Sato Crimp is crazy stealthy, it's crazy small, and it's really easy to do. You know, and
so
easy. That's the beauty of it. It's difficult to screw up,
yeah.
Which is what I need.
Yeah. No, and see, I was showing guys yesterday on the way, I was making some 60-pound leaders for sea bass fishing, because you know it's coming. Right?
Because
I used them all up down there, and that Sato thing, it's like, oh, that's pretty easy.
And that's
guys are just amazed. You can do it.
That's the beauty of it. I do the same
thing. Is that on sale, by the way, at Tackle Day?
You know, that's one thing that I don't believe is on sale, but if somebody were to ask nicely, we might make a concession.
Oh, I get it.
Hint, hint, hint.
Okay.
Well, hey, it's time to find out what is biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report. We're going to start it off with that FishDope.com report and our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, our private boater buddies on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Morning, Doug.
Mark.
How's it going there, Captain?
It's not fair. Your guys are going to have too much fun next week.
It's a great day.
Oh, man, I would come down, but I might be kind of out of town here that particular day. I'll tell you later about it.
Right.
But, hey, the last weekend of October, 2 days before Halloween, all them ghosts and goblins going to be out there prowling. And even though winter's coming, man, there's still some crazy good fishing around like you guys have been talking. We really lucked out with this little forecast storm we had. It washed out with little to no rain and even more important, minimal wind. Bodes very well for the next few days. The forecast is good, guys. Everything's looking very nice offshore. Santa Barbara Island, some big yellowtails up there tearing up tackle, both the northeast 10 and the ridge off the back there where that boiler's at. Watch out for that boiler. Heavy tackle, guys. Some of that's big fish in there. And Catalina moving into that late fall, early winter type mode. You know, a lot of that wide open fishing on that smaller grade yellows winding down. There's still some around, but there's some big yellows on the Farnsworth and some of the other structure spots in that area, as well as the structure spots outside West Cove there. You might catch one trolling a bigger Rapala, might still troll a mackerel or definitely fish a live squid on heavy gear on a structure there. San Clemente Island. World-class angling, guys, off both ends. There's still a little bit of that bluefin off the west end backside. Most of that's biting live squid on light line, fish to 100 pounds up there, so that can be challenging. Big news, obviously, is that yellowfin that's biting below the east end. Man, it's just a beautiful grade of fish. Most of that's 25 to 40. A few standouts, a little bigger, a few 60s in there. Main area is kind of below desperation, around the 81 and 86 fathom high spots. Guys are getting long drifts on meter marks, puddlers, bird schools. Porpoise schools are definitely holding heavy out there. They're biting the sardines. They're biting on 30 and 40 pound. A 2-0 hook's a good shot for that size of fish. And those yellowfin also like that live squid. And Danny mentioned to me yesterday that a little bit of squid starting to show up at desperation again, so you can catch some of that bait right there where you're fishing. Closer to home, there's still some good fishing also on the local banks, although it looks like it's definitely winding down this week. The better area was kind of between the 277 and the 209, little spots of breaking fish in there. You get in there, throw some bait. Got to be a little patient, you know, chop a little, do some chunking. But good fishing on that 15 to 25-pound yellowfin there, light line, small hooks, mandatory. And a little bit of marlin season still going on, scattered fish around here and there, but truly the best shot is up on the Osborne. The guys that were up there last weekend saw quite a bit of fish. The fish are on squid. They're not biting all that good, but no shortage of them up there, and it's still pretty nice weather, as I mentioned. We got warm water all over the place. We got biting fish, and seriously, guys, time to go fishing.
Dude, that is some seriously good
wow.
fishing for this time
Wait
of year,
a minute.
Mark.
Halloween is like Monday,
now?
Right?
It's, yeah, it's crazy.
And you're talking about Halloween Day massacre on Monday.
I think there probably will be some for
sure. As you said, this is amongst the best tuna fishing we have had this year. I mean, this year was a ton of really good quality with that big bluefin early, but the numbers were great, but it wasn't like it is now. This is what we've been waiting for. It's quality and quantity and light loads and good weather. Like, this is it. It's happening right now.
Yeah, that yellowfin that's hanging out there at Clemente, I mean, it's literally like that Guadalupe grade fish right here in our backyard. And, you know, this is the third year now that fish around there and that bluefin up here and getting bigger each year. And the water scientists saying that we're going into a pattern that they think is going to keep that stuff around for 3 to 5 more years. And
okay, we're good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I'm definitely good with that.
That's for sure. Well, Mark, an awesome report as always and such good information. If people want to keep up with that great information, I know you report to Danny. Danny reports to you. There's such a good network of information on fishdope.com, and that's how you keep tabs on this late-season fish when it goes on the bite like it is right now. And if you want to save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com, just enter the code Hook Up Now when you're checking out. Hook Up Now. It's all lowercase, no space. Going to save you $20 on a new subscription. If somebody wants to keep in touch with you, Mark, all the great stuff going on at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica. And, you know, I should make that Bolsa Chica and Edinger.com. I should make that new website.
Right.
You should.
But, yeah, that's where we're at. Phone number 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. Guys, make sure you call first this week. We're going to have some different hours, so make sure you call before coming up. And we'll talk to you guys next week. We might have something a little different for you. We'll
excited, Mark. Great
teaser.
Okay, great job. Great report. We'll talk to you then.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks a lot for that. Now let's head on to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Hey.
Not a lot of change from last week. San Diego had a little downtime this week, like we talked about. Had good fishing, but the fisherman, I think, tapped out a bit this last week here. Just couldn't handle all that great fishing. But he's back out there again on going offshore, looking around on those 3-4-day trips. The overnight trips, very good yellowfin fishing throughout the week here. Yesterday, Tribute 14 anglers had 47 yellowfin. Day before that, Aztec 26 anglers had 134 yellowfin. And it goes back through the week like that. And very good fishing, like we talked about. I mean, it's not really a surprise that we have such good fishing in October. It's just a matter of how long we can keep it going there. So definitely check the website, c4landing.com. We have our half-day trips up there if you want to go out and catch some rockfish. San Diego will be running offshore again through the week here, try to get some more fishing in there. And then those overnights and one day and a half trips are also up online. And you can make your reservations online there. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. Or you can come visit us in person. I'd love to help you guys out.
Awesome, Marcos. Wow. A great report, as always. Appreciate that. You can get on a great boat. You can go to the second best tackle store in San Diego and get in on some good fishing.
And you can get the best breakfast burrito in San Diego.
The very best in San Diego, for sure. Marcos, great report, bro. We appreciate it, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, now let's find out what's going on in the Northern Baja with our sport fishing financial man, Rick Jensen, who's on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning, Rick.
Hey, welcome back, Pete.
Thanks, Rick.
And, Doug, looking forward to seeing you next weekend, you and Rick, with the show down there. That Spectre deal sounds way too good to pass.
Yeah, it does.
Well, great. I'm glad to hear you're coming down. We'll look forward to seeing you.
So, down in Mag Bay, as we heard, you know, the Wahoo are all over down there and still continue to show well with the marlin and tuna on the outside, Dorado inside, full variety of fish in the bay or on the bite. Mulahay, Bahia Concepcion, no reports on the outside, but beautiful conditions, bait balls all over in the bay, a few whale sharks around cruising, so it'd be a great time to get out there on a kayak if you're stopping by or driving through there, take a look out and see if you can swim with a whale shark. That's always a good time. At a Bahia Concepcion, Dorado near shore, yellowtail in the yo-yo, white sea bass inshore. There's halibut and wide-open corvina bite on the beaches and weather. And temps have been ideal there as well. Got a report from Jeff at Cedros Tackle. Weather's been spectacular. White sea bass still on the high spot. Tons of bait. And bonita on the front side. Yellowtail are a little bit on the slow side. Calico are a little deeper water. Halibut have been taken from the shore in the plastics. And school-sized yellowfin about 10 miles off the island. At Bay of L.A., bait's been a little hit and miss. The nice schools of yellowtail are still around, up to 35 pounds, with some cabrilla, white sea bass, and snapper also in the mix. Sankatine weather was great last week. Both yellowtail and calico turned back on. Still haven't had a report offshore there. A little curious to see if there's any near the shore tuna around, but haven't had anybody give us any reports on that. Ensenada, smaller yellowtail, bonita, and barracuda around the island. Lings and red been taken off the bottom. We had a group of friends out at Gonzaga Bay earlier in the week fishing. They scored big on both the yellowtail, sierra, cabrilla, up to 20 pounds, and conditions are beautiful there. So up and down the coast, lots of great opportunities. It's the time of year to be there and pick a place, head there. If it doesn't work, go to another place. Get in the car and give it a go.
Fall in the Baja is a good time to be everywhere, as you can hear from that great report. Rick, appreciate that. I know you put a lot of work into getting such good information up and down the coast. If somebody wants to get more information on what you do with Sport Fishing Financial, have you help them save a couple bucks so they can enjoy Baja a little more often, how do we do that?
Hey, well, I wanted to give a shout-out to the CCA Orange County event that's coming up here November 6th. They've got a crawfish boil going there, and I've got a table that I've sponsored. Be my guest. Get a three-year membership, free entry. I'm sure there'll be a couple beers floating around, lots of good raffles. So,
well, after that event in San Diego, wow, so much fun. And I know that crawfish boil is really going to be a great event, too. So you're offering up for our listeners, the first few that call, a free event ticket courtesy of you at Sport Fishing Financial.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, call the office even today. I check my voicemail regularly, or I can catch up with you next week. Free membership, free entry to the event, and good chance to learn about CCA, eat some crawfish, have a few beers.
And how many tickets you have, Rick?
I just purchased a table yesterday from Wayne, so at this moment I've got 8 with just a couple guys that are tentatively going. So
okay,
jump
on
it. Yeah, that's cool, Rick.
How do they call you, Rick?
Catch me on the phone here at 949-481-1807 or sportfishingfinancial.com.
All right. But, yeah, if you want a ticket, you want to join Rick at that crawfish boil Saturday, November 6th, or Sunday, November 6th, which would be the day after Tackle Day.
That's right.
Perfect timing. Give him a call real soon.
Big weekend coming up. Looking forward to seeing the listeners out there at the event.
All right.
See you, Rick.
Thanks,
be a
Rick.
Lot of fun. Appreciate it. Great report. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Phone lines are packed up in a big block of your phones. When we return, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost 4 decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, having a great time here talking tackle day and fishing.
Yes,
with
we
Mrs.
are.
Doug Kern. I didn't expect to be here today.
I know.
He got here early, too.
Yeah. I mean, we came in early. And that's a cool thing about those trips is, you know, they have the whole system down.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, yes. And the guys down at Fisherman's Landing, you know, get you off the boat quickly. Frank Lopresti was down there greeting the boat when they came in, and Sean, and he was there waiting for us with Fisherman's Processing. It's a seamless operation. So being able to be here, bonus time, but Ricky's running the show, so I'm just kind of hanging out watching you guys, enjoying and talking about. I'm getting pumped up for tackle day.
Pete's in the guest seat. So Pete. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you tell us, how were you hooking those baits down at Guadalupe?
Yeah, you know, we talked about that.
You mentioned that.
And that was, now that you mentioned that, it was the most incredible, I don't know, thing that I could say. Because, of course, Russ says, best way to hook them is shoulder hook them, okay. Right? Little bait, big line, shoulder hook's a good way to go.
Great, yep.
Great bait, strong bait, but still, and you wanted to have a bait that ran if you didn't have one that took off, that, you know,
change them out,
get new, yeah.
Wait for them to start.
Yeah,
to swim.
Yeah, yeah.
Not swimming.
So
not swim.
first day, we got there about 3:00, and we had pretty good fishing for a few hours there in the late afternoon. Shoulder hooked that day. So then the next day was our big day. We did a big drift, and we had a huge school under us for hours.
Wow.
Just
cool,
drifting,
dude. That's
just
so
drifting,
cool.
And that day. They wanted the nose hook. So, you know, okay, we'll nose hook then. And then the next day, well, they didn't want the nose hook anymore. So I went to belly hook. Okay, caught some on belly hook or shoulder hook again, right? Then the last day, I had my toughest day on Thursday. Didn't catch a fish. All day long at the rail. I had a good trip until that last day. I couldn't hook a yellowtail. I couldn't hook a tuna. It was just like, not my day, right? And I was just like, what the heck is going on here? So I picked out, at the end of the day, it's pitch black dark, right? I pick out a small Spanish mackerel, which wasn't really getting bit very well, that we caught for bait there. And butt hooked them, and guess what? I got a bite.
Boom.
Yeah. You know, there was no rhyme or reason how, but I can tell you the guys that were nose hooking, which you wouldn't think, were getting more bites than not.
You know, the beauty of the nose hook, too, is that those bites on the wind back to the boat.
Yep.
And that's
yes.
The one thing that, man, because nose hook baits don't tend to scream line off your reel as soon as you fish them, and I'm a guy that usually will just. Rather than long soak a bait, which I'm not saying this is the better way to do it. I mean, because there's a lot of bites the opposite way. But I'm usually not a guy that will long soak a bait a long time. I'm a guy that's going to burn through. I'm going to go and go and go and go until I get one that's swimming awesome, and then he's going to get a bite.
Yeah.
But the nose hook baits, they don't usually just tear ass like that as soon as you put him in the water. But, man, when you get one of those things way back there and then you're winding him back in through the current, they get bit so good that way.
Yeah, and we had current, and a lot of the fish were long soak fish, long soak.
And definitely so the bait lives
the best.
So that was
a good way to go. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, but that was amazing, though, even on the shoulder hook. I mean, that bait was so strong.
Yeah.
It lived. It was like, God, it's still kicking alive.
It's amazing.
I can't believe I've been soaking this thing for 15 minutes and it's still alive.
Yeah, these smaller baits this summer have been so lively, you can't believe how well they can swim.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real challenge for all of us this year come, you know, big fish, lower zone.
Oh, yeah.
When you're fishing that thing on a 50, you know, with 130 pounds. Because, I mean,
what happened next year when we get anchovies?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And albacore.
I'm calling more sardine.
Okay. All right.
I like the way you think, man.
Well, the scientists have said there's a little lull for the next year or two in the anchovy and in the biomass. And, they, you know, they're not always right, but that's kind of the common thought right now is that the anchovy is a little down right now for the next couple of seasons. So, but we'll see.
Doug, that was a very good question for our guest. I appreciate that. Good.
Nice
good
answer on that, Pete. And if anybody has a question for Pete Gray, who just returned from his trip.
But I'll throw one more in for you. I'll throw one more in.
Our special guest from Let's Talk Hookup.
I really, honestly,
he's
wish
the radio
I would have brought
guru.
My Stella.
Oh, oh.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, next caller.
So much respect for you up until that statement.
I knew I'd make that statement, and you guys would go. But think about that. Little bait, big line. You can cast that thing a mile.
I want to be the guest again. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Back to the tackle guru. Wait, with that, we are jumping back on the phones. We got some very patient callers, and let's talk to the one of the most patient, Doug, calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug, you've got a good name there, buddy.
How much have both of you guys been looking forward to doing that
all year?
Good morning, Doug.
Okay, my question for Doug is, when you put the line on a reel, what's an underwrap and how do you avoid the underwrap?
All right, well, what an underwrap is when the tag end of your line manages to go underneath a deeper loop in your line. And so what happens is if you don't notice it and you run the line through your guides and you tie on a bait or a jig and you cast it out there, that line is actually underneath another loop of line. And so you have to get that out or you're going to burn off the next fish that you hook. The main way that that happens is when you're done fishing at the end of the day and you wind your line back on the reel and you just leave it loose, that end of your line, you know, just because your line is kind of loose, it can go underneath another loop and you don't even really notice it. So when you're done at the end of the day, if you're going to wind your line back through your guides, make sure that you tie off the end of your line, you know, to the reel seat or, you know, I'll just tie a loop in my line and I'll, you know, put it around like the lever drag or, you know, the bearing knob or something like that, but you have to secure the end of that line so that it can't sneak underneath a previous loop of line.
Good call and good answer, Doug. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, we got another first-time caller on the line, Mark, calling us from San Diego. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Buddy Mike from El Cajon turned me on to your guys' show, and I was just curious. I've fished freshwater my whole life. And I really got into saltwater. This is my first full season, and I got a bunch of gear. And I'm curious when I go back home in the off season, or even when the stripers are boiling and stuff next year, are they going to hit the surface irons and my other jigs that I got saltwater?
I have definitely talked to people that have found striped bass when they're busting a bait on the surface that have eaten the surface iron. So I would say, you know, people underestimate, you know, they just think, okay, Southern California yellowtail, that's when you use a surface iron, and then back east for bluefish, that's when you use, you know, this kind of jig. And the fact is that our iron, both surface and yo-yo, are pretty universal jigs. And if you find any kind of game fish on the surface actively chasing live baits and busting on the surface, it's a pretty good chance that a surface iron is going to work. And, that, you know, not 100% of the time, but neither do yellowtail bite 100% of the time. But if you give it a legitimate try and, same thing, you're going to see birds on the bait before it comes up, and then you're going to see the fish busting on the bait. That's a good time to try a surface iron. You can try different speeds, different sized surface irons from, you know, the little A1s on up to a 7X size. But definitely it's something you can add into your arsenal elsewhere.
Steve Loomis.
Thank you, guys. I'll be back in touch after, like, I'll be listening to you guys from now on, so I'll be letting you guys know how that worked out.
Well, you better come to Tackle Day next Saturday.
Hey, I'm going to try to. I've been on 13 trips this season at Fisherman's Landing.
Oh, good well, for good you. For awesome, you. Mark. So you're fully immersed.
I'm having a blast.
Hook up.
That's awesome, Mark.
Yeah, I love it.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Loomis tells a story all the time about surface iron that I love. Steve Loomis, Roy Rose was back at a lake with, you know, somebody, like a family member, like, you know, in the Midwest somewhere that they fish muskie. And it's a lake that doesn't have a ton of muskie. And the muskies, you know, they would say it's the fish of 10,000 casts that you fish all season and maybe you'll get lucky and maybe you'll hook one. And he says that he went back there with a handful of Taddy 45s. And a surface iron, and in their weekend of fishing, they had like 11.
Oh,
it was just something like the most unheard of thing in the world at that place ever. Fish had never seen a surface iron cast in a mile, and you know these big bucktails. And like, they, you know, typical, the guys all laughed them off. Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't bite this. You need to have this or that. And he fished with the surface iron, just like set the place on fire. Just one of those things. You never know until you're you know,
try it out.
Yeah, absolutely, man. If it looks like a fish and swims the right direction, there's no reason something wouldn't bite.
Absolutely. Like, hey, Panama, you've experienced. I mean, they were signing surface iron in Panama. It works great down there.
How many times have you been down there and you go to tie it on and you look at the guy and they're like, nah, that's not going to work.
Nah.
And then it's like, hey, man, you got any more of those?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Or after the trip, hey, man, can you leave that with me?
Yeah,
right?
You're
like,
exactly.
All right, hey, let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Jack. Call us from Newport Beach. Hey, Jack, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. First of all, thank you for your very informative fishing show. I appreciate it. And I got a couple of questions out there. Doug, I just recently moved to Newport Beach, and this is the third Saturday that I'm trying to do fishing, but I'm a real amateur. I'm a real rookie, but I'm willing to learn, and I'm willing to put out the time, and I'm going to try Davy's Locker tomorrow. And my question to you is, what do you suggest I need to get to start out being a rookie, and I want to get into it? And another question is, do I need a license to fish the pier? What kind of advice can you give me?
All right. Well, first of all, if it's a municipal fishing pier, which most of them are, you do not need a fishing license, and you can fish up to two rods. And then I didn't hear what type of fishing you're planning to do. You said
I'm going out for Davy's Locker tomorrow. I'm sacrificing NFL football to fish. I want to learn. And what do I need to purchase when I get back? Can you suggest a reel I should get? Or, I mean, as a rookie, but what are you?
What length trip is that Davy's Locker trip? Is it?
I'm just going to go like a half day. I think the boat leaves at 6 and it's back by noon. Just a local thing, but it's my first time.
Great. Well, that's a good place to start. And this time of year, we have a mixture of, you know, they'll be targeting the local ground fish, bottom fish, and that kind of thing, anywhere from 60 to 200 feet of water, let's say. But also there's always a chance for a game fish like a bonita or a yellowtail or you know, a nice halibut, something like that. And I would say a reel and a rod capable of handling that 25 to 30-pound test. I mean, what jumps out at me when somebody asks a question like that, you know, what's my first saltwater rod and reel for kind of multi-purpose? That Torium 20 is just such a good starting point. And
now, is that a spinner or a...
No, that's a conventional reel, and I would suggest learning to use a conventional reel because as you graduate into your tuna trips and that kind of thing, it's probably a more effective tool to get the job done. Certainly, if you struggle with that, there's some great spinning reels on the market, but certainly for the bottom fishing, a conventional reel like that, there's no casting really involved. You just drop a weight down to the bottom, so you'll start getting used to using your thumb and not getting overruns and that type of thing. And then a 7 to 8 foot rod, the ratings are usually kind of random, but, you know, something that might be rated in that 20 to 50 pound test range. You know, every rod company is different. You know, one might be 25 to 40 and one might say 20 to 50, but something that's conducive to 30 pound test. And that's where a good tackle store, either ours or somebody up in your neck of the woods that really knows their stuff, can make a proper suggestion so you don't end up spending money on the wrong thing. But that Torium 20 and a nice quality rod and 7 to 8 foot, 30-pound test, that'll get you your half-day, three-quarter, your offshore tuna trips. It'll be a main rod that you use on any type of your saltwater fishing, even up to multi-day trips in the future. And then as you get more into it, you'll add one lighter one, one heavier one, and then you'll start, you know, getting very specific, but that's your kind of go-to first saltwater rod and reel.
There you go.
Okay. We appreciate it, sir. Yeah, you guys have a great weekend, and thank you for the advice.
All right, well, good luck.
Jack, appreciate the phone call. I can tell you from being the guy that had to stick price stickers on rods yesterday, a perfect time to come down for something like that, whether you're shopping for yourself for an outfit or if you've got a friend, maybe you're outfitting kids, something like that. There is a crazy amount of highly discounted rods. It would be that perfect.
Like, what are you talking money-wise?
Well, I mean, you know what's funny? I was looking at it this morning. Normally, you know, we have rods from, you know, $50 to $600 in the shop. But for you're talking about kids and, you know, people that are maybe not, you know, fishing that often.
Gear.
We've promoted this liquid sticks now for three seasons in a row. And we always sell them at shows for $29.95, which is half off the regular price. Well, this year, it's the only time we've ever done it, probably the only time we'll do it. They're $24.95.
What?
It's a quality.
They really are.
$24.95.
We pulled on these rods when the rep brought them in. We said, look, we can't sell cheap junk, but, you know, we want to have an option for our people. So we tried literally to break it. I asked the rep, I said, can I break this thing? And he said, yes.
We're good at that. Let me tell you, a lot of people bring us rods and we'll say that same thing.
Yeah.
And we're good at it. We're really good at it.
I'm not saying that, you know, any rod can't break, but we pulled hard on these rods. There's a three actions, a 20, a 30, and a 40. And so a guy can bring $100 down to tackle day and end up with four rods.
Wow.
Outfit his whole family for a C-note, you know.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, then we've got some rods that are, you know, $400 or $500 that are at that 50% off. You
50%
know.
Off.
Yeah. And I'm not saying you're going to find every action. But there, you know, if you pick through and, you know,
like
we have
a top of the line $400 or $500 graphite composite rod.
Yes.
That and normally sells for $500, you could buy for $250.
Right.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
We have a lot of inshore rods this year. You know, we've got these Okuma Shadow Stalkers, very nice quality, $120 rod. I think we've got those for $39.95. I mean, it's like 67%
what?
Off.
Think about that.
And they're like, you know, your 12 to 20 pound test, you know,
nice
trigger
quality,
stick,
yeah.
7 to 8 foot, but
halibut.
Very nice quality rods. And, you know, I'll bet we've got 40 or 50 of them, something like
all
that.
Right. So the clue is to get to Tackle Day early. Come down for the show, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll be broadcasting live right in front of Fisherman's Line Tackle.
Right.
And then when do the cash registers open?
Well, I mean, technically, the tackle store opens, you know, even before you start your broadcast at 7 o'clock, but the outside booth, and really, the crazy festivities are slated to start at 9. I guarantee you we'll be set up earlier than that, you know, hopefully by 8 o'clock. But we put a yellow caution ribbon in front of our booth, and the people are very respectful and let us set up our booth. But they're standing there.
They're ready, though.
So the tape could come down before 9 o'clock.
It always does.
So get there. Come for the broadcast.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just come for the broadcast and we're right across the aisle from the radio show, and so it's not like, you know, you're going to know what's going on. And I always take a video, and we cut the ribbon, and, I mean, everybody just floods into the booth, and there's just a sea of rods that start clanking out of the barrels.
You know, come down, get a good parking spot,
yep.
Come, you check out what's going to go on with the seminars and all that kind of
stuff.
We're
going to
have a host of what's always fun about our broadcasts is the host of people we can grab.
Exactly.
Right.
Come on over here
exactly.
And talk about your product. Come on over here and talk about your boat.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
I wanted to talk about the parking because the overflow lot that everybody's familiar with right across the street on Harbor Drive used to be a pay lot. That is a free 72-hour lot now. So there are literally 200 spaces over there. Plus, we've got another couple of hundred spaces right out in front of the landing in front of the Sun Harbor Marina. That's all free 72-hour parking. So the parking is as good as it's ever been for Tackle Day.
And then you can use the two-hour parking if you're going to just hang out for a couple hours or something,
but
too.
Most people come in, they think they're going to be there for an hour. They end up staying for a couple seminars, and then you got Mitch's Seafood serving up the food right there, and you end up staying for
Point Loma
half Seafood's a day.
Right down the road.
Yes, exactly.
You end up having Dallas or Rhonda or one of the girls sell you raffle tickets, and next thing you're hanging out with raffles, and you're using binoculars. And
then you go home with $400 worth of stuff you didn't, you know, didn't know you to win in the raffle.
It's a fun, fun day.
It is.
It's cool. It's free. It's just a rad day. You're going to get awesome deals on tackle.
And you said the weather's going to be good, too.
Well, I mean, that's the long-term forecast.
The
it looks like it's going to be about 78 degrees and sunny is what it says.
Cool.
And so we'll hope for a little breeze to kind of cool us down, but it looks like a gorgeous day,
You know, one thing we talked about that will be on sale at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Days on Saturday, the AFCO long range short pump glove.
Yes.
Yeah. I've and John, a guy who fishes with you every year.
John Stumke, long range.
I was, you know, I like to use the rail, and I like to use my hand over the top of the reel. And you get these line cuts from the Spectra between your fingers. That hurts, man. That hurts. So John goes, here, put this glove on. And I have them in my box. I just don't use them, you know? Once I started, it's like, okay, now I'm using them.
I get it.
Right?
I get
okay,
it.
I get it now because every time I hook a fish, I keep it in my pocket. And I just would, like, slip that glove on, and it just saved my fingers and hands.
Yeah, when it comes time to do battle, you slip the thing on. And, and that's the thing, because the line is going on and off at such high pressure when you're fishing big drag like that, that's where it gets you. It cuts in the webbing of your fingers.
So easy to cut. So those are on sale.
Yes. You know, you mentioned AFTCO. That's another kind of crazy one.
Check this out.
We bought over 500 fishing T-shirts from AFTCO. $6.
Come on,
$6 for
you can't even buy a blank T-shirt.
No.
Yeah, I know. AFTCO T-shirts for $6.
Well, and the AFTCO, I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah.
They're quality shirts.
Yes, they are. And so, you know, the guys will have their booth set up right across the aisle from us. We've got some closeout shorts. Also from Fishworks, we've got some closeout shorts. They're going to have a booth with a lot of their closeouts, 50% off. But they're also bringing down some new designs that nobody's seen yet. And then those are going to be at $15 off of those shorts, which is a nice little chunk of change. So
sweet.
The clothing deals will be flowing over there.
All right.
Well, $6 for a T-shirt.
$6
for an AFTCO T-shirt.
I know, quality stuff. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, normally they sell $20, $25.
Yeah, $24.95 exactly. Yeah.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Mario from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Mario. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show, and I'm super stoked to hear about all the awesome fishing that's still going on this close to Halloween.
Yes.
It's awesome. Quick question. Tackle Days, are you guys going to have JRI or Z-Bar jigs on sale? Those are two of my favorite brands there.
We absolutely will, and they are buy two, get one free. So basically that's 33% off. We have nice little selection of JRIs going. We're adding more styles as time goes on as well. And, yes, the Z-Bar, that's for people that don't know what a Z-Bar is, somebody finally kind of cracked the code of being able to manufacture a surface iron that consistently, out of 200 jigs, 200 of them are going to swim. Very acceptable to awesome to be able to catch a yellowtail. I know a lot of bluefin were caught on those this summer. They're very pricey because of the process that they use. They're the CNC machines, and they carve them out of a solid block of aluminum. That way there's no air bubbles introduced in, like, if you pour the aluminum. And every jig swims very well, but they're expensive. But so this is really a good place to kind of stock up on that because, you know.
Z-bars, buy two, get one free?
Buy two, get one free.
Every jig in the shop. Buy two at regular price, get one free.
Every jig.
Any lure jig. I mean, we're talking
Rodders even.
MC.
Really? Come on.
MC swim baits. Guys that go through a lot of swim baits.
Flatballs? Exactly.
Well, everything.
Every lure,
everything.
Buy two, get one
yes.
free.
Poppers?
Poppers.
Poppers.
Poppers that you couldn't get a hold of all year long?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything.
Trolling lures?
Trolling lures.
Everything.
Come on, man.
Lures from a 65-cent plastic to a $200 Marlin jig.
I was going
to
say, some of those custom Marlin jigs you have in there?
Yes.
Buy two, get one free?
Yes.
Miriamas, like the whole line.
Really?
Cousins Beeper lures. I mean, it's the real deal.
Wow.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be good.
Mario, look forward to seeing you down there. Appreciate the phone call very much. I can't believe that it's right here.
I know.
Just so pumped about it. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Lining Tackle. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguard.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building high-quality inshore and offshore rods that are ideal for the Southern California angler. Quality, innovation, and value with every Cousins rod. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The big winner of the $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle is going to Pete in Canyon Lake. Pete, congratulations. I hope you get to come on down to Tackle Days.
Come down for that shopping spree.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Doug, great show.
Yep, it's always fun.
And I'm glad I got to be here.
Me too, man.
It's always fun having you here. And glad I got to share my great experience on the Shogun there, too. And if somebody wants to share more experiences about fishing and talk fishing, next Saturday is the place, and Fisherman's Landing is the spot.
Yep, come on down, see all the reps, take in a couple of seminars. Didn't get to mention, but the Liberty is going to have an open house from 11:30 to 1:30, and Taro's going to give a three-quarter day seminar, and Sarah's going to have some hors d'oeuvres laid out. The big raffle, we just hope to see everybody down there, and we're just going to have a great time. And the
raffle benefits Friends of Rollo, takes kids fishing.
It does, absolutely.
Yeah, Rollo will have a booth there, too.
Rollo will have a booth, and then they'll be doing the Pick-A-Box promotion.
Oh,
which is always a fun one.
Ever popular Pick-A-Box.
And then also they'll be running our raffle booth. So they'll have actually two booths there at the show, and you can talk to Mike and Tim and the guys, and just going to be a good, fun day. So we hope to see everybody down there. And thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank awesome. You, Doug. Thanks, thanks, Ricky, for filling in for me.
I'm going to have to give your seat back to you tomorrow.
Yeah. That's all right, man.
I got both the bosses in here, but I'm in the boss seat. It was
exactly.
Cool.
Nice being the guest today. Fun. Yeah. But we're going to be back tomorrow morning. We have a great guy, Captain Drew Card from the Pacific Queen. They're catching some fish on that
they
boat.
They are catching some serious fish.
Drew is going to have all the current information for you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. I'll bet we'll be talking a little bit more about Tackle Day, too, and maybe a little more about Shogun. So
sure.
Don't miss it tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mighty 1090. We'll see you then.